recorded in the reading from today's gospel is the last will and testament of our Lord to his beloved disciple, St. John, and in him to all of us who are beloved of the Lord. It is an entrustment of us to Our Lady and Our Lady to us. Our Lord first speaks to His mother, entrusting the disciple to her. And only then does He speak to St. John, entrusting His mother to His care, and we're told that from that hour onward, St. John took Our Lady into his home. John Paul II, in one of his many reflections upon Our Blessed Lady and upon this particular passage, reminds us that the word home here means not only the building in which St. John lived. Our Lady had many relatives who are still alive, cousins of our Lord, who could have taken care of her. Really wasn't the point in the end. When St. John took Our Lady into his home, he invited her into his heart and into those places in his life that were most dear to him and most in need of a mother. And as he invited Our Lady into his home, he also entered into the life and virtues of Our Lady. He entered into her home. And today we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Carmel means Garden of God, and in the place where it is, in Haifa, as it's called today, Carmel is a mountain on the ocean there, that is particularly known for its lush vegetation in the middle of this desert. And it was to this place, as we read in the first book of Kings today, it's in this place that St. Elijah had recourse during very troubled times, very difficult times for Israel, when God had proclaimed a drought upon Israel, had cursed them with a drought because of the wickedness of Ahab, their king, and had said that the heavens would not be opened up again until Elijah called down the rain. And it was on Elijah that he called down the rain. He saw the little cloud rising from the sea. Here it says it's as small as a man's hand rising from the sea, and at that moment, as he prayed, that little cloud became a thunderstorm that brought back the nourishing water to the people of Israel. The tradition has it that the little cloud represented Our Blessed Lady taken from the sea. The humanity of Christ is taken from Our Blessed Lady, and Our Lady is taken from our sinful humanity. But as she rose from the salted sea, that cloud was pure water. And so the tradition is that on Mount Carmel, from that time forward, there were always hermits who venerated in a prophetic way the coming of Our Blessed Lady, so that after the coming of Christ in the 12th century, Christian monks began to live on this mountain. And the mountain, the Garden of God, in a certain place, in a certain way, represented the Blessed Virgin Mary herself, the home of Our Lady, the temple where God resided. And there is this sense, when we recognize the words of our Lord to St. John, especially the words actually to Our Blessed Lady, "Woman, behold your son," that we are entering into her home. that we are coming to live with her. The Carmelites think of themselves as the brothers and sisters of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and also, of course, think of her as their mother as well. But we are called to enter into her home, and that's really the point in the end of the brown scapular. In 1251, when Our Lady appeared to St. Simon Stock in Aylesford, England, she gave him a piece of her garment. She took her scapular off and put it over St. Simon Stock, and it was at a time when the Carmelites were having a lot of trouble, and they were really in danger of losing the existence of their order even. And Our Lady appeared to St. Simon and put that scapular over him and promised him that no one who died wearing the scapular would suffer the fires of hell. And I know that later on, Our Lady also appeared to John the 22nd, the Pope, promised that those who wore the scapular with devotion, who practiced some other form of Marian devotion, who practiced chastity according to their state in life, and who were properly enrolled, that if they died and were in purgatory, they would be released from purgatory the first Saturday after their death. And the scapular became, you know, this sign to the Carmelite order of Our Lady's presence in their life. And eventually, of course, it's become pretty much a universal sacramental. Used to be that little children were enrolled in the brown scapular at First Communion. Most people my age or older probably had that happen. And now there's, thank God, a resurgence of this happening across the country. More and more children, again, being enrolled in the brown scapular at the time of their First Communion. But it's a devotion which is meant to help us remember the presence of Our Lady and how we're to enter into her home and come under the influence of her virtues. We open ourselves up to her so that she can come into our home. And when that happens, we are allowed to enter into her life of virtue. That's really what the scapular is. We're covered with the presence of Our Lady. We're clothed with her virtues. We're surrounded by her presence. And we're called to really understand this and open ourselves up to it and allow Our Lady to work in our lives. Scapular is not a talisman or a superstition. You know, we don't tie it onto our rearview mirror like the St. Christopher medal and then go drag racing. We shouldn't think that somehow because we're wearing the scapular that now we can be careless with our spiritual life. That's not it at all. Every sacramental has an accompanying grace with it. And if we wear the scapular with devotion, we will receive the graces to understand what it is our Lord wants us to do and the grace to do it. We'll see things from Our Lady's point of view. We'll begin to see virtue and love virtue the way Our Lady sees and love virtue. We will begin to appreciate the beauty of Our Lady as the true garden of God, the true Carmel, the one who is all beautiful, perfect, and pleasing to the Lord. And the more we love her, the more we admire her, the more that we are enamored of her spiritual beauty, the more we will begin to love virtue, the more we will begin to open ourselves up to it and shun sin above all things because we wish never to be separated from God and never to disappoint our holy and virginal mother. And so, on this feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, we can renew our consecration to her, recognize that our response to Jesus' entrustment of us to our Blessed Lady should be not just the wearing of the brown scapular, but what that act actually represents, that we live in Our Lady's presence, that we consecrate ourselves to her, that we give ourselves to her entirely, and ask her to be our mother, ask her to form us into the image of her Son, ask her to help us stand with her at the foot of the cross so that we might always live in her presence and see Jesus and love him as she sees and loves him with her pure and immaculate heart, with in the presence of the one who is all beautiful, the one who is indeed the garden of God.